Number 11, April 29 through May 5, the surplus of the produce of the good land and the corporate worship of God the Father in truthfulness. Bird's eye view. Roman numeral number 1. We use the word surplus because the people of Israel put aside a certain portion of their produce from the labor on the good land for the purpose of worshiping God. A. The surplus of the produce of the good land typifies Christ. B. The people of Israel offered Canaan's produce to God and enjoyed it with God. C. The enjoyment of the surplus of the produce of the good land typifies the corporate enjoyment of Christ as our worship to God. D. According to the New Testament, fulfillment of this type, when we come to worship God in a corporate way, we must bring the Christ whom we have experienced. Ephesians 3:18 may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. Roman numeral number 2. If we faithfully labor on the all-inclusive Christ, we will have the riches of Christ as the produce to exhibit Christ in the church meetings. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. A. The proper life of Christians is to labor on Christ every day and thus have the rich surplus of Christ to bring to the meetings for a rich exhibition of Christ. 1. We come together in the church meetings to have an exhibition of Christ. 2. Through our daily experiences of the riches of Christ, these riches will become an exhibition of the produce of Christ. 3. Our meetings should always be an exhibition to show forth what Christ is, what Christ has, and what Christ does. B. We meet to exhibit not only the Christ given to us by God, but also the Christ we have produced. The Christ on whom we have labored and whom we have experienced, this is the Christ whom we come together to exhibit. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. C. If we continually labor on Christ, we will have the rich surplus of Christ to bring to the meetings for a rich exhibition of Christ. 1 Corinthians 14:26. What then, brothers, whenever we come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for the building up. D. Whenever we come together, regardless of the kind of meeting we are having, we should come with the Christ experienced by us as the surplus to be offered to God and exhibited to the whole universe and to the enemy, putting him to shame. Ephesians 3:10, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. 1. Then our meetings will be enriched and strengthened because they are full of Christ. 2. Such a church life is an exhibition of Christ, an expression of Christ. 3. We need to bring the surplus of Christ to every meeting to exhibit Christ. 4. We need to enjoy Christ in our daily life and come together to exhibit Him. E. To have proper Christian meetings, we need to contact the Lord in our personal life and then come to the meetings with the realization and understanding that we are coming to exhibit Christ and share Christ with others. F. Whenever we meet with Christ endued, the surplus of His plenitude, we offer unto God as food and thus exhibit Christ. Let us exhibit Christ. Let us exhibit Christ. We'll bring His surplus to the church and thus exhibit Christ. Roman numeral number 3. We need to labor on the all-inclusive Christ in order to have a surplus of Christ to bring to the church meetings for the corporate worship of God our Father. A. For more than 40 years, spoken in 1982, I have been fighting the battle concerning the genuine worship of God. This battle has not yet been won. B. For our worship of Him, the Father requires that we come to Him with a harvest of Christ. Thus, we need to come to the church meetings with the riches of Christ. C. Daily, we should labor on Christ to have a harvest of Christ's riches to bring to the church meetings for the corporate worship of God the Father. Christ will be exalted and glorified, and the Father will be pleased and satisfied. D. It is crucial that we diligently labor on Christ to have our hands full of Christ and then come to the church meetings to enjoy this rich and glorious Christ with God's children and with God the Father Himself. E. Whenever we come to the Lord's table meeting to remember the Lord and worship the Father, we must come with the riches of Christ produced by our daily laboring on Christ. F. In these last days, the Lord will recover the genuine experience of Christ for a surplus of His riches in the meetings for the building of the church as the body of Christ and for the bride making herself ready for the bridegroom's coming. Roman numeral number 4. According to John 4:23-24, we need to worship God our Father in spirit and in truthfulness. John 4:23, but an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness. For the Father also seeks such to worship Him. A. Truthfulness is the revealed divine reality the triune God dispensed into man in the Son, Jesus Christ, becoming our genuineness and sincerity, so that we may live a life that corresponds with the divine light and worship God, as God seeks, according to what He is. 3 John 1, the elder to Gaius the beloved, whom I love in truthfulness. B. Out of the enjoyment of the divine reality, issue human truthfulness, sincerity, and genuineness. C. Truthfulness is the human genuine sincerity, honesty, trustworthiness, and faithfulness as a human virtue and as an issue of the divine reality. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. D. Truthfulness in John 4:23-24 denotes the divine reality becoming man's genuineness and sincerity for the true worship of God. E. The divine reality is Christ as the fountain of living water, the life-giving spirit, partaken of and drunk by the believers to be the reality within them, which eventually becomes their genuineness and sincerity in which they worship God with the worship He seeks. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life. F. To worship the Father in truthfulness is to worship Him with the Christ who has saturated our being to become our personal reality through our experience and enjoyment of the triune God as the divine reality.
CP 1. To have the surplus to offer to God in the church meeting, you need to get up early, contact the Lord, read the Word, and pray. Roman numeral 1. We use the word surplus because the people of Israel put aside a certain portion of their produce from the labor on the good land for the purpose of the worshiping God. Deuteronomy 12:11. Then to the place where Jehovah your God will choose to cause His name to dwell. There you shall bring all that I am condemning you, your burnt offering and your sacrifice, your tithes and the half offering of your hand, and all your choice vows, which you vow to Jehovah. 16:16. Three times a year all your males shall appear before Jehovah, your God, in their place, which he will choose. At the feast, or unleavened bread, at the feast of weeks, at the feast of tabernacle. And they should not appear before Jehovah empty-handed. 17. Each man shall give us, is able to give, according to the blessing of Jehovah your God, which he has given you. A. The surplus of the produce of the good land to provide Christ. B. The people of Israel offered Canaan's produce to God and enjoyed with God. C. The enjoyment of surplus of the produce of good land typifies the corporate enjoyment of Christ as our worship to God. D. According to the New Testament fulfillment of this type, when we come to worship God in a corporate way, we must bring to Christ whom we have experienced. The surplus is the first tenth, not the last tenth. The Israelites had to separate every first lamb and every first tenth of the produce of the Lord. This typifies that after being brought into Christ, we need to labor on Christ, to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to live by Christ. From the very beginning of the scriptures, after Adam was created, man had to till the ground. When to till the ground, sow the seed, and reap the harvest. Christ will not do these things for us. We cannot bring rain down from heaven. That is truly something of grace, sunshine, air, rain, and rich soil and all of grace. However, we must realize we all have our responsibility. Every morning, we have to rise up early. No one farmer can be lazy. Everyone has to rise up early in the morning. If we do not rise early in the morning to spend a little time with Christ, I'm certain that when we come to the meeting, we will have nothing in our hand. We will come to the meeting with empty hands. We need to rise up a little earlier, contact the Lord, read the word, and pray a little to till the ground, sow the seed, and reap the harvest. Applications to young people, college students, new ones. Testimony. I am a church kid and have been attending the meetings since young. But when I asked to speak or present something at the meeting, I often found it difficult and uncomfortable. However, as I grew up, something to speak came up within through my experience of calling on the name of the Lord every time I encountered inevitable difficulties in my student life and work, and being encouraged by the fellowship with the brothers and sisters and the Word of God. However, it was still limited to only when there were difficulties and was not yet ready to experience the abundance of Christ. In the Lord's mercy, I was brought to the church life in COVID, and as I learned to experience Christ day by day in my daily life, I had more things to say in the Lord's Day meeting, and whole meetings became more enjoyable. But on the contrary, when I had nothing to say and little to exhibit, I clearly enjoyed it less. The surplus is the first tenth, not the last tenth. It is not for our own enjoyment, but for the enjoyment of God Himself. Recognizing this could turn the day into a day of laboring in Christ. May the Lord have mercy on me and cause me to escape from being lazy and always carry the abundance of surplus of Christ to the church meetings. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, I must bring Christ and experience to the meetings. For this, I need to labor on Christ and live by Christ by cooperating with the Holy Spirit every day. If I get up a bit earlier and contact the Lord, read the word and pray, I will experience Christ and have the surplus offered to God. Let me not go empty-handed, always bring rich Christ to the meeting.
CP2, labor on Christ to have a harvest of Christ's riches for the corporate worship of God the Father, expressing the glory of Christ. Roman numeral 3, we need to labor on the all-inclusive Christ in order to have a surplus of Christ to bring to the church meetings for the corporate worship of God our Father. A. For more than 40 years spoken in 1982, I have been fighting the battle concerning the genuine worship of God. This battle has not yet been won. B. For our worship of Him, the Father requires that we come to Him with the harvest of Christ, that we need to come to the church meetings with the riches of Christ. C. Daily, we should labor on Christ to have a harvest of Christ's riches to bring to the church meetings. For the corporate worship of God the Father, Christ will be exalted and glorified, and the Father will be pleased and satisfied. 1 Corinthians 14:26. What then, brothers? Whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. D. It is crucial that we diligently labor on Christ, to have our hands full of Christ, and then come to the church meetings to enjoy this rich and glorious Christ with God's children and with God the Father Himself. E. Whenever we come to the Lord's table meeting to remember the Lord and worship the Father, we must come with the riches of Christ produced by our daily laboring on Christ. 1. To worship God with Christ is to worship Him collectively with all children of God by enjoying Christ with one another and with God. 2. We need to produce enough of Christ so that there will be a surplus to share with others and to offer the best part of the produce to God the Father for His joy, delight, and satisfaction. Deuteronomy 12:11. Then to the place where Jehovah your God will choose to cause His name to dwell, there you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand and all your choice vows, which you vow to Jehovah. If in these last days the Lord will recover the genuine experience of Christ for a surplus of His riches in the meetings for the building of the church as the body of Christ and for the bride making herself ready for the bridegroom's coming. We stress our need to contact, enjoy, experience, and partake of Christ by exercising our spirit. If we do not practice this day by day, it is impossible to have the church life. We all must daily labor on Christ as our land by tilling the ground, sowing the seed, watering it, nourishing it, and letting the sun shine on it. This means that we must deal with the Lord and be dealt with by Him. Moreover, we need to trust in Him and speak the gospel. After a certain amount of time, we will have something of the Lord as a harvest. Something will become ripe as a surplus, and we will have a portion in our spirit to bring to the meetings in a rich way. We will come to the meetings with the riches of Christ to offer to God for His satisfaction and to share with others for their satisfaction also. By means of this kind of meeting, service, ministry, and contribution, the church will come forth with the fullness of the reality and essence of Christ. We believe that in these last days, the Lord will recover the genuine experience of Christ for a surplus of His riches in the meetings in order to produce the essence and reality of the church life. Application to business persons, graduate students. Testimony. I was saved when I was 18 years old. A freshman in college, I went to the meeting place of the church in Tokushima to attend a gospel meeting. But in my mind, I thought that Christians were people who discussed morality, and I despised them a little. Despite my condition, the glory of God visited me at that moment. When I entered the meeting hall, through the joyful praise of the brothers and sisters in the church, as the radiance of glory enlightened my heart, my religious concepts were removed, and I said the following in my heart: they are filled with joy, but I have no joy. I need the joy they have. At that moment, God Himself entered me with light and love, and I opened fully to the brothers and sisters in the meeting. After I was saved, I started attending all the meetings. 45 years have passed since I was saved, and during this time I have never missed a single meeting. It was because the God of glory appeared to me through the church and drew me to Him. Later, after I began the church life in Kobe, many undergraduate and graduate students were saved in the same way as I was. When the church was praising with one accord, Ephesians 3:21, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen. For elderly people to encourage young people and bring out their functions is in line with God's economy and pleases God. It is also for us elderly to prepare for the Lord's coming back by laboring on Christ in our daily lives, producing Him, and bring the surplus of His riches to the church meetings, so that the church will be filled with the glory of God. We adult brothers and sisters should be the pattern of how to do this. When I attend the Lord's Table meeting in the Young People's YP district, they are young, but in their own way, they gather together with other young people of their generation, encouraging and helping each other, rejoicing, praising, and testifying in the meeting, and enjoying the Lord in the body. They are still unstable, but they are young and can learn the spiritual lessons quickly. Adults, brothers, and sisters in each district should continue to pray for their middle, high school, and college-aged brothers and sisters who grew up in their district. These prayers are worthwhile. Saints over the age of 35, please encourage the ones under 35, children, middle, and high school students, including 5th and 6th graders, college students, graduate students, and young business persons. They must stand on our shoulders and become better than us. Matthew 6:30, and if God arrays the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is cast into the furnace, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith? 31. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be clothed? 33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. 2 Kings 20:19. And Hezekiah, by the example, said to Isaiah, the word of Jehovah, the captivity of the Israelites to Babylon, which you have spoken, is good. He said moreover, indeed there will be peace and truth in my days. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, we labor diligently on Christ and bring Him to the church meetings and enjoy Him with the children of God and with God the Father Himself. Let me produce enough of Christ so that there will be surplus to share with others and to offer the best part of the produce to God the Father. Then Christ will be exalted and glorified, and the Father will be pleased and satisfied.